Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that emphasizes God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Monday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. And for the next few weeks, we're going to be talking about how to fulfill your destiny. And I really felt led of the Lord to share this. There's going to be some special things we're going to be doing there during this series. We've got a brand new Destiny DVD that we've put out. For those of you who've watched my program, last year we had a whole series that I did on healing. And we decided to take some testimonies of miraculous healings and put them into what we call a Healing Journeys Volume 1 DVD. And we just had a tremendous response to that. And I have had so many people get blessed by having these people's stories put into this documentary type form. And so what we've done is we've produced one of those that takes people's stories about how that they have had God touch their life and discover God's destiny and how they're now all over the world doing things and miraculous things are happening. So I say that to say that during this series, as I'm teaching on how to fulfill your destiny, we're going to intersperse, I think it's four of these testimonies throughout this teaching, and give you a visual story on how some people have found and fulfilled their destiny. So anyway, I'm really excited about this series, and I want to encourage you, if at all possible, to get the entire teaching and also to get the materials that go along with it, because this is something I believe that's going to really impact people. Let me just first of all say that I chose this word destiny instead of saying how to fulfill God's will for your life or something like that, because I believe that destiny to me, I'm not sure it conveys the same thing to everybody, but to me the word destiny means something that you are preordained to. It was something that was planned before you were even born. Whereas when you just talk about God's will could be a, like for instance, a person could be in an abusive situation. They could be in an abusive marriage. And even though the scripture says that, you know, God hates divorce, sometimes it may be God's will that we have to get out of something. I actually told a person one time that even though I don't believe in divorce, I don't believe in murder either, and you guys are going to kill each other if something doesn't happen. And so there are times that God's will might be, he might lead you to do something that you couldn't consider his destiny. God never intended for man to have all of the strife and the division of things. Here's another example that, you know, a person could have done something wrong and then they get caught. Now they're in the process of going through a trial. And it may be God's will for that person to go to prison to help break them, to bring them to the end of themselves, to stop this destructive lifestyle, to basically just shut them up so that they have to come to grips with some things. You could say that that was God's will, but I don't think you could ever say that God destined anybody to live in prison and to go through some of the hardships. And so to me, there's a difference between just talking about how to fulfill God's will for your life and destiny. I'm using the word destiny by design in implying that this is something that you were born to. It was something that was determined before you were even born. And I'm going to be giving you a lot of scriptures that will show you this in people's lives. And I think it's very important to teach on this, because the predominant attitude that I run across is people, and I'm talking about Christians now. If we were to just start talking about everybody, talking about unbelievers, of course, there's many of them that don't even think of God, don't even consider that they were created and designed for anything. But even among Christians, people who have come into relationship with God, I would say that the dominant attitude among Christians is that they want their life and their actions to count and to make a difference. But most people just kind of think it's up to them to pick and choose what they want to do. And then they ask God to bless what they're doing, and they hope that it pleases God. And they hope that it's something that fits into God's plans. But they don't know for sure. They don't live with a sense of destiny that they were created for this. Most people are basically doing their own thing and asking God to bless it. I believe that if you change this attitude to where you find out that you were created for a specific purpose. You were destined to something. And if you'll seek God and find out what that destiny is and then start following the direction of God for your life, you don't ever have to pray for God's blessing on what He's told you to do. God would be unjust to tell you to do something and then not give you His supernatural blessing and anointing to accomplish it. Where God guides, He's going to provide. When God leads you into something, God is supernaturally going to be there to make it work. Now, it's not automatic. You have to cooperate, and Satan's going to fight against us, and sometimes you have to stand and use your authority. And, you know, it's a lot more complicated than that, but this is a basic truth, that when you find out what God's purpose for your life is, there is a supernatural anointing. There is a blessing upon that that you don't have when you are doing your own thing and then asking God to bless it. I believe that there are, you know, like the old proverbial round peg in a square hole, there are a lot of people that are trying to do their own thing and asking God to bless it. And even though God loves you and God wants to move in your life, you are never going to succeed outside of what God created you to do. You are never going to have the satisfaction and the contentment doing your own thing that you would have if you were to find God's will for your life. Let me just give you a few scriptures on this. And there's a lot of scriptures. I'm just picking a few. But these are some of the ones that the Lord has used in my life in a really powerful way. In Jeremiah chapter 10 and in verse 23, the scripture says, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. That is one powerful scripture. I love that scripture. And if you were to take the context of this, I hadn't got time to put it in context and read it and preach on it. But just quickly, let me say that this was when he was talking to the Israelis, and he was talking about that because they had rejected God, God was going to bring punishment on them. He was going to have them overcome by a foreign nation, taken into captivity. And in the midst of this, Jeremiah just starts lamenting, how could this happen to the people who were God's people, the ones who had the favor of God on them like no group of people who had ever walked on the earth has ever had? How could they come from such a blessed and favored position into a place where they are being overrun and their people are being killed? And he's just saying, how could this happen? And then in the midst of it, he says, he answers his own question. Oh Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walks to direct his steps. See, when you understand the context of this and see, here's the answer. This is why our world is in such a mess. This is why we have so many problems in our own lives as individuals. And of course, you could take this personally. You could take it in group settings like families. You could take it in communities. You could just expand it to nations and the entire world. The reason all of the problems that we're having is because people aren't following God's destiny for their life. They are doing their own thing. And even if somebody stumbles onto what God's purpose for their life is, not everybody is doing God's will, God's way. It's not enough just to know what God's will for your life is, but there is a right way to do it. There is a timing to it. And it is amazing. I have dealt with this, of course, in my own life, as every one of us have, but even though I know what God wants me to do, there's temptations to get in and try and kick the doors down, make things happen myself instead of relying upon God. And every one of us has to deal with this thing. This is a scripture that, this is probably not one of those refrigerator scriptures that you want to put on your fridge, you know, and just keep every day because it blesses you so much. But it really ought to be right up there on the refrigerator, because it is so important for you to recognize it. God created us with the option, with the opportunity to do our own thing. Like in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, it says, I call heaven and earth to record against you this day that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that you and your seed may live. God gave us a choice. He does not force His will upon any single person. And so God created us with the option of doing our own thing, but it's always going to be the wrong choice for you to do your own thing and ask God to bless it. The proper choice is to say, Father, I want to be dependent upon you because I know that you did not create us to direct our own steps. The way of man is not inside of himself. We need outside direction. And there's only two choices. One is God, which that's the right choice. The other choice is the devil. Or like Deuteronomy 30:19 says, life and death, blessing and cursing. God has given us these options. And we have the ability to choose and the right to choose. God gave that to us. He didn't make us robots. But I'm telling you, with everything that's within me, what the Scripture says is it's the wrong choice for you to choose death. It's the wrong choice for you to choose cursing. And when you choose to do things your own way, that's what you're choosing. Any way except what God destined for you is the wrong choice. And right here, see, I'm beginning to get into what I really want to talk about in this series because there are some people watching this saying, now, wait a minute, I'm not sure that God has a purpose for every single person. Maybe for you, a preacher. Maybe for some people, they are chosen and they are born with a destiny and God has a plan. But just Joe Blow person, you know, it doesn't matter what we do. We just try and live a godly life. We do the best we can and it doesn't matter what I do. I don't believe that at all. I can't tell you everything in this very first program. That's the reason I'm going to be ministering on this for a number of weeks. But I am going to give you four examples out of Scripture where people were specifically called and sanctified, ordained to a purpose before they were born and before they were ever conceived in their mother's womb. In other words, God doesn't just look around and pick a person, and now that you're born again and you're saying, oh, God, use me, and he looks at you and, well, you got an accounting degree, and so I could use you here. Or he looks at you and you're a singer or an entertainer, and so I could use you to testify for me over here. Or God sees another person over here, and you have an ability to speak, and so God's going to use you as a minister or as a counselor. See, God isn't looking at you, and based on how you've developed and what's going on in your life, he picks and chooses and then tries to bless you and use you and respond. No, before you were ever born, God created you with a purpose. God created you, the place that you were born, the area, the family you were born into, the color of your skin, whether you're male or female, this time in history that you were born, everything about you is designed and predestined by God with a purpose. You aren't an accident. There is a reason that God created you. And if that be true, and I'm going to give you a lot of scriptures that will verify this, then that means that it's not up to you to just pick and choose and let life kind of direct you and fate just sovereignly control you. And wherever you find yourself, you just say, oh, God, use it. No, you need to find out what God wants you to do. Here's another word picture that might help you see this. But see, the attitude that most people have is kind of like being on an inner tube, just floating down the river. And you're just going with the flow and wherever that takes you. If it takes you into tragedy, if it takes you over a cliff, if it takes you over a waterfall, you're just going with the flow. And that's the way most people live their life without a sense of direction. I'm saying that it is more descriptive to paint a picture of a person who's got a boat or a kayak or something, and they are paddling upstream. They are going against the current. They have a destiny in mind. It takes effort. If all you're going to do is just go with the flow and que sera, sera, whatever will be, I can guarantee you, you will not find God's purpose for your life. We live in a fallen world. And for you to go God's direction, you're going to be going against the flow. You're going to be swimming upstream. You are going to be going against the way that everybody else does things. This world, in case you haven't noticed, is headed to hell. They are moving in a negative direction. We live in a fallen culture. And for you to find God's will for your life and fulfill it and make a significant difference with your life, it's going to take effort on your part. You cannot fulfill God's destiny accidentally. It is not going to just happen somehow or the other. There is going to have to be a deliberate attempt on your life. First of all, you are going to have to accept and embrace this concept that God created you with a purpose. Let me use another passage of Scripture over here in Jeremiah chapter 29, I believe it is, verse 11. It says, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Some of the other translations and the way that you normally hear this quoted, it says to give you a hope and a future. And all of those are fine. But, you know, I just like it the way it is here in the King James when it says, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Now, that to me is really security. Boy, that is comforting. Because, see, again, most people don't live with this attitude. They think that, well, I'm going to do the best I can. I'm going to seek God. I'm going to pray. I'm going to live my life the best I know how. And I hope things turn out okay. I hope I live a long life. I hope I don't have tragedy along the way. I hope that my life is going to make a difference and touch somebody. But they can't expect that. That would be offensive to the average Christian to say that, man, I know here's what my life is going to be like. I know that I'm going to live out my days. There's a number of scriptures that says that if you seek the Lord, He will fulfill your days. In other words, God has not determined that every person when they die, it's their time, like their number is up. People will say this, it must have been their time to go. No, God has given all of us a minimum of 70 years or 80 years. In Psalms chapter 90, it says that. Some people use the scriptures over in Genesis chapter 6 to say it's 120 years. But God has ordained for a certain amount of years. Now, that doesn't mean that you're automatically, sovereignly going to get there. And there's all kinds of things that can happen. A person can come in and shoot you, and, you know, people die in car wrecks sickness and disease shorten people's lives. All kinds of things happen to thwart God's plan. But I'm saying that God has a certain length of days for you. And if you seek the Lord and if you really find out what God's purposes are and you cooperate with Him, you can get to a place to where I expect to live a certain length of time. I expect to have a certain amount of victory. Like the Apostle Paul said, I believe this is over in Philippians, I forget the exact reference, but he says, I know that when I come unto you, I will come in the fullness of the blessing of God. Now, see, most people would consider that to be an arrogant statement, like, yeah, you don't know for sure what's going to happen. You don't know from one day to the next what you're going to do. And there's a lot of people that live their life that way, and they just think that, well, it's just kind of up to circumstances. It just depends on what happens. But no, when you find God's destiny for your life and when you begin to cooperate with God, there is a supernatural anointing and an ability that flows through you to be just like this verse says, that you can have an expected end. You can predict what's going to happen. You know, I predict based on the Word of God. Now, I'll have to cooperate with this. It's not going to come to pass automatically. But if I seek the Lord and if I follow through and do what God told me to do, I can predict that I'm going to live a long, healthy life. I am not going to be decrepit and defeated. I'm not going to have Alzheimer's. I'm not going to lose my mind. I am still going to be productive up until the last of my days. I predict that I'm going to be changing people's lives, that I am not going to have to go into retirement and sit there for 6 years, 10 years, struggling and dying. And some people think, well, you can't say that. Well, you can't say that just in yourself, but I believe that God has a purpose for my life. And I have found that purpose. I'm cooperating with it. And I fully expect, I have an expected end. I like it the way it says right here. And notice it goes on to say in the next verse, then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Now in verse 11, he just said that you have an expected end. God has a plan for your life, and it's a good plan. It's not thoughts of evil, it's thoughts of good. God's plans for you are good and not evil. Boy, that's powerful. I could camp there for a day or two because, again, so much religion has presented it that if you turn your life over to God, God's going to send you to Africa and you're going to live in some grass hut and you're going to be persecuted and die, and it's just terrible. Well, now, there are some people that God sends to Africa. Matter of fact, one of the people that we're going to use in this Destiny series and use one of these DVDs is a Bible college graduate who is in Africa. And there are some challenges over there. This man has said that he thinks that someday he might even be martyred for his faith. But you know what? He loves it. It is not something that's terrible. If God wants you to go to the darkest corner of Africa, He'll put a love in your heart for it, and you'll be happier there than you've ever been anywhere else. But religion is basically painted a picture that if you serve God and turn your life over to Him, He's going to have you do the most unrewarding, the most terrible thing. It's going to be bad. That is not true. God's thoughts towards you are peace, thoughts of peace and not of evil. And to give you an expected end. Once you get into the flow of this, you can say, I know that when I come to the end of my life, I'm going to come in the fullness of the blessing of God. But it doesn't happen automatically. See, the next two verses says, and you shall seek me and you shall find me when you shall search for me with all of your heart. The destiny of God isn't something that just happens accidentally. It doesn't happen with very little effort. It's not something that you can just go through your life and say, well, God, if you've got a purpose for my life, I'll accept it. And then you go on your way and you continue to watch as the stomach turns on television. You continue to just amuse yourself and not use your brain, not seek God. And you're just going to somehow or another stumble into the will of God. That's not how it works. But if you seek with all of your heart, then you will find the Lord. You will find out that God has a destiny for you, that you were preordained. You were created with a purpose in mind. All of your talents, everything about you, your gender, your color, your nationality, everything about you is designed by God for a purpose. And only when you find this purpose and then begin to follow through and follow the direction of the Lord, do you have any chance of fulfilling your destiny. It's not going to happen accidentally. And I tell you, once you begin to understand this, it just changes everything. It really does. But it's not going to happen until you seek with all of your heart. I know that there are some of you watching this program right now that you're saying, well, you know what? If God has something for my life, which He does, I'm willing, God, show it to me. It's not going to happen that way. You're going to have to seek it. You know, a good friend of mine, Bob Nichols, puts it this way. He says, as long as you can live without, and you could just put a blank there and fill in anything, as long as you could live without healing, as long as you could live without prosperity, as long as you can live without joy, or as long as you can live without knowing your destiny, then you will. But when you get to a place that you're seeking with all of your heart and you say, God, I am not going to live my life without a sense of destiny. I am not going to live my life without knowing what it is that You created me to do. And when you seek with all of your heart, you'll find it. When you get to where you can't live without knowing God's destiny for your life, then you'll fulfill it. But it takes that kind of a commitment. It really does. And one of the reasons I'm teaching on this is because I believe that the vast majority of Christians, even Christians who love God, and are trying to be used of God, they are just taking what they have done, what life and circumstances is basically dealt to them, and saying, God, use it. You know, I'm out of time today, but I am going to continue this on our program, so please listen. I encourage you to respond. Remember, today's a holiday, but we do have things available on our website, so please check it out today.
We're happy to announce that Destiny Stories, Volume 1, is now available. Contained on one powerful DVD are the stories of real people who dared to believe that God had an exciting destiny for their lives. You'll be inspired and transformed as you hear their stories. Destiny Stories is available for a gift of any amount. Request DVD T3006D. Andrew's teachings played a central role in each of these destiny stories. Today, we're offering Andrew's four-part teaching titled, How to Fulfill Your Destiny. This teaching will help you discover your God-given destiny and teach you to walk in it. It's available on either CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request CD album T1051C or DVD album T1051D when you contact us. Your gifts help Andrew bring the almost too good to be true news of the gospel into countless homes every day. The first teaching in the CD album titled, Everyone Has a Destiny, is also available for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this first teaching free of charge. Request teaching THT19C when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you.
Let me remind you that today is our Memorial Day holiday, and so we've given our phone center employees the day off. You aren't going to be able to call and get a prayer minister. And so the best way for you to get these materials that we're talking about is to go to our website. We have that address on your screen, and you can go, and it'll have up there all of the materials. Remember that we have this brand new DVD that we've put out on the Destiny series, along with my teaching on how to fulfill your destiny. I think that this is going to make a huge impact in your life. So remember that today is our holiday, but you can go to our website. The address is on your screen, and you can get these materials. I encourage you to do so. It'll be a tremendous blessing to you.
As Andrew mentioned, our helpline is closed today to allow our employees to celebrate the holiday. But you can always visit our website, where you can order ministry materials online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. On our website, you'll not only find materials from today's broadcast, you'll find a wealth of ministry resources available to you. Our address is Andrew Womack Ministries, P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. We appreciate your generosity. We hope to hear from you today.
We're getting close to our Summer Family Bible Conference. It's going to be on June the 29th through July the 3rd, and it's going to be a great time for the whole family. We have children's ministry. We have it set up so that there are our CBC classes in the morning, but the afternoons are off, and then evening meetings. It's just a great time, and I believe that it could be a vacation for you and your whole family. The children will be blessed. So make plans to join me June the 29th through July the 3rd. For our Summer Family Bible Conference.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. He'll be in Raleigh, North Carolina for a Gospel Truth seminar June 11th through the 13th, in Colorado Springs for the annual Summer Family Bible Conference June 29th through July 3rd, and in South Africa for a Gospel Truth Seminar July 21st through the 23rd. He'll also be in Durant, Oklahoma, July 30th and 31st, and in Boston, Massachusetts for a Gospel Truth Seminar August 6th through the 8th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.